you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
Welcome everyone to the Tough Things First podcast. I'm delighted today to have with me Jeff Moore, who is, if you want to look him up, he's Jeff Moore Coaching is his kind of his tagline. And if I'm not correct on that, Jeff, kind of a, you know, explain a little bit more what you do when I turn the microphone over to you. But I'm just so pleased that I've been able to connect with Jeff and share this time with him. So welcome, Jeff. Glad to have you with me today.
Thank you for having me, Ray. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So did I get it right? I mean, is that kind of how do we identify with you, Jeff?
So Ray, I'm an educator. You know, I'm an educator, and so that comes in multiple forms. It comes in the form of speaking, of training, of coaching, but essentially, I see my work, Ray, as working with people so that they can, one, recognize their strengths, and then two, act on their strengths to live a more self-determined life.
Fantastic. Well, I know that you've been on TED's and did I watched the whole thing, and I was just so impressed with what you had to say and the motivation that you gave in your talk. So again, for those of you who want to go see it, you can look up Jeff Moore on TED's and see that very, very wonderful talk that you gave. So again, welcome. And so today, we both decided we want to talk about is reinventing yourself, and that's a term that gets kind of bantered around, and people talk about reinventing themselves like it's no problem.
Right.
So it is a problem, right, Jeff? Right. I mean, it's not just snap your fingers and say I'm just going to reinvent myself. So when you look at the term reinvent yourself, what comes to mind, Jeff?
I think first and foremost about change, and I think about the irony that's loaded in the word change itself. It's very easy to make a new decision in your head, and it's extremely difficult to then live it out day in and day out. For example, when I was teaching seventh grade English and I meet a student who's 11 or 12 years old, I'm not meeting an 11 or 12 year old kid. I'm meeting with somebody from 0 to 11, right? So that entire life experience is coming into the picture. And so, but if we take that and we multiply it by when we're talking about people in their 20s, 30s or 40s who are unfulfilled in their career and they're looking to do something different, they are going to have to commit to a very long and exciting course of change.
Now, when we talk about change, you know, again, change is a difficult thing to even get our arms wrapped around.
Right.
It's not just changing something like changing my pants or my coat or my shirt. You know, change that we're talking about is an internal change, a change that we need to make in our life.
Right.
And so it's very, as you pointed out, very difficult to do. So what are some of your thoughts on how do we change? How do we actually get to the point where we've now made that decision to change?
So, you know, I think that there's a few things. So I think the first thing is we have to look at why is it that we want to change in the first place? Where is this urge of a new way of living, a new course of life coming from? Are we frustrated in certain areas? Or did we just have a major moment of inspiration, either based on somebody we just met or somewhere that we just traveled? where is this inspiration for change coming from? So I think that that is the absolute first thing. And I think that the second thing is we must either find people or learn about people who have created the change we want. One of the best things about the internet, one of the best things about having all these books and audiobooks at our fingertips is any bit of change we're looking to make, someone else has done it. And when we read their books and when we study these people and we learn about them, we're not just learning about their strategy of execution on tasks. We are also learning about, as you said, their mindset, because the change is from within and it does start with our mindset and our attitude.
Thank you. And I know that you're looking at making a change in your life. And so let's chat briefly about that. One of the changes I heard you were going to make is you're going to get married.
Yes. Yes.
And that's going to be a real change for you,
yes,
Jeff.
Yes.
So what are you doing to prepare for that change?
So, Ray, great question. Great question. Danita and I, we were actually, we just sent out our wedding invitations last week, and now we're, you know, tracking all the RSVPs. And I would say a few things that I'm doing to ensure that this is going to be an incredible and long and successful marriage is just, one, I would say practicing empathy. You know, it's not just about my goals and dreams and what I want to accomplish. It's also very much about what Danita wants to accomplish and really, really putting myself in her shoes. So I would say empathy is number one. And two, really focusing on how I can be just as supportive as possible for whatever she thinks is important and whatever she think, you know, that she wants to accomplish, you know, just really taking my level of support and empathy up to another level, as high as I can.
Yes, and thinking about, you know, your next step of getting married, I've been married for 56 years, and I know that looking back on our marriage, it's been just a marvelous experience. I cherish my wife more today than I did when I married her, and I thought I was in love with her then, but I'm more in love with her now than I was 56 years ago. And so the concept that you bring about empathy and the thought of actually putting her up front rather than yourself, I think is key to having a long and successful marriage. So, you know, I really wish you and Anita all the best, and I know that you're going to have a really successful family, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
So let's look at something else. You're considering adding to your career. You'd like to actually get into more becoming entrepreneurial.
Yes.
And I know in your current job, you're more of an assistant principal, or you're assistant or counselor to your school, and now this move that you want to make to be more entrepreneurial, that's going to be a change for you too.
Yes.
Why don't you talk about that change?
Yeah, so Ray, one of the reasons why I got into education into the first place, I was actually deeply inspired after reading Ralph Waldo Emerson's essay called Self-Reliance. And you know, he basically just talked about living a self-determined life and about the power of the human will and the power of the human spirit. And when I read that, I was 21 years old, and I thought to myself, why didn't I read this when I was 16? And so then I said, you know what? I'm going to be an English teacher so I can put material like this in front of young people so they can hopefully have the same reaction and response I had, because I'm coming from the angle that that education and literacy were the keys to living a self-determined life, and also throw in communication in there as well. And so now, after doing that for about 10 years, I love it. I'll always be an educator, and education looks in many different forms. But my desire to be an entrepreneur is just an extension of living a self-determined life and really taking full control of your destiny. And there are students who I work with now at the high school I'm at now in Harlem, New York City, who know everyday power, who read everyday power, who love it. And just the fact that they know this is a side business, something that I'm building right now on the side, them knowing that is so inspirational for them to just know somebody who's not that much older than them who's really taking control of their life.
That's good. Well, you know, that's the important thing is to do it in an unselfish way that you can share your experiences, your talent is really what this is all about. And I know that you will be very successful at this everyday power. That's really a catchy term and name. And I know that it takes every day to make this transformation. You know, I look at change being more incremental, more of a step-by-step process rather than some kind of a cataclysmic event that that all of a sudden I convert from one point to another.
Right.
Change is really more gradual than we really think about it. Every day we change. We all get older. We get more experience, knowledge. Our lives change. Like, for example, you're going to get married here shortly. And so we're constantly changing. And we want to be moving in the right direction, whether you're an educator, whether you're a corporate CEO of a large company, or whether you're just running a little shine stand. You know, it's doing the very best you can with what you have at the time.
Right.
And so when we talked about, you know, reinventing ourselves, I look at reinventing myself really is that everyday change, that everyday power that I put myself through to grow in my experience here on earth. And so I've lived a long time, you know, and I hope to live a little bit longer. I really appreciate you coming on with me today and sharing your enthusiasm and your desire to move forward in your life. And look, for all those who are listening to this podcast, thank you for joining us today. And I appreciate Jeff taking his time to talk with me. We are generations apart, but we share the same heart.
Yes.
And
yes.
So any last words you'd like to say, Jeff?
Yeah, I would just like to remind everybody, just as Ray said, that life is a marathon and change is always worth it and it's never easy. And I actually would say, Ray, that a lot of people quit halfway on their change because they think just because they're inspired and just because they're passionate that it's supposed to be easy. And just because and the level of difficulty should not discourage you at all. I actually believe that the more difficult it is, the larger the reward is on the other side. And so I'm honored to be here. If people want to check out, they can just Google the words Everyday Power and sign up and receive inspirational and motivational articles every day, because we believe that that's actually the best way to start your day and go forward and make change.
And I believe the same thing. I know that you can have this inspiration through things like Everyday Power and also my book, Tough Things First.
Absolutely.
I know Jeff is in the process of reading the book.
Yes.
And hopefully he's getting a lot out of it.
Yes.
But you're welcome to join, look at my website, Tough Things First, and get that inspiration that I post on a daily basis. So again, thanks again for your time today, Jeff, and I wish you and Anita all the luck.
And
you won't need it because you're going to both work hard at it. But you know, make your own luck as you would.
Yes.
Through what? Everyday Power.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you, Ray.
All right, my friend. Thanks again for joining me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.